Right there.
Yeah.
Miss Brandy, Brandy Mills, MILLS 1187, today's 5 from Clint. Flank pain. Patient is a 36-year-old woman, comes in with right-sided flank pain, low back pain. Patient has had no radiation of the pain, has had no history of kidney stones. Recently has had a lot of diarrhea because she had her gallbladder removed in January and has had symptoms of dumping syndrome, especially after eating certain food, period. In the paragraph, social, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink on a regular basis. She's married, has 2 children. Her last period was 5/14/23. She's a project manager for an oil and gas company, a very difficult and a high-stress job. Family history, dad has colon cancer, and mom has there's breast cancer and heart disease in the family. Maintenance exam, she's had a colonoscopy. 8 polyps were removed, 5 were precancerous, and she's scheduled for another colonoscopy this year. She has not had a mammogram, and she needs to have that since there's family history of it. Now that she's 36 years old. Medication, she's taking Tylenol off and on. Immunization, no COVID immunization reported. Medical problems, hypertension, anxiety, under a lot of stress. Surgery, cholecystectomy. The only medication she takes is Ozempic, which was given to her by a weight clinic called Synergestic, Synergestic. Ma'am, look under RX, see how much it is on GoodRx and Ozempic. Synergestic, which she gets her Ozempic from. Review of system, as above, as far as the right-sided flank pain is concerned, there's been no rhyme or reason as far as when it comes, when it goes. At times, it's severe enough that her husband had to carry her from the car. It's important to mention today she's not having much pain on palpitation or examination of her abdomen or flank. She has had minimal nausea. She's had diarrhea, of course, from reasons mentioned above. She's had no history of kidney stones and no family history of kidney stones that she knows of. No hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure convulsions. She's been followed up by a gastroenterologist in the past. She weighs 164 pounds. She's lost 13 pounds on Ozempic. 98%, 98.46, 83, 123 over 76, heart positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen, definitely a very soft abdomen. There's slight tenderness over the lumbar spine, but there's no abdominal tenderness in the lower abdomen, upper abdomen. There's no rebound, there's no rigidity. Definitely has a negative abdominal examination at this time. The logical non-focal scheme shows no rash. Forearm mucosa without any lesions, allergy, non-drug allergy, and shellfish, possible shellfish. Assessment. What's a new girl? You got?
Doing her hours. How I started?
Who's that?
From the school there.
Oh.
I know, I don't know.
is she more than 15?
I'm pretty sure.
Assessment, number one, abdominal pain. Number two, off and on. Number three, flank pain. So for 275, that's a deal. It's not from this country. Let's see. We're going to treat her with bento for spasms today. There's blood in the urine, but I don't see any evidence of stone. I told her the best way to tell is a CT scan. She's not having any issues at this time, so she doesn't want to do a CT scan. I'm also going to give her Cipro 500 BID, Ventol 20 milligram. I offered her cholestyramine, one jar, and do 4 gram twice a day mixed in water to help with dumping syndrome. Next number, weight loss related to Ozempic. Next number, minimal fatty liver. Next number, reevaluate in 3 days. Next number she knows to call is the pain gets worse, or go to the emergency room for a CT scan. Next one is obtain blood work now. Next one is findings discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you. Also, as far as abdominal, we also looked at her thyroid with a history of heart issues with her weight, and there's no thyroid issues or carotid issues present in the neck. Thank you.